Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, November 7th, 2021, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, all of our listeners. Two words, Ed. Go Braves.
Wow, I'm not even a sports person, and it was that's pretty dang good, isn't it?
What a week.
I'm so
proud of them, aren't you?
I am, and what a way to pull people, again, further back to a normal life.
Yes.
And enjoying themselves and not worrying about getting a virus every other minute.
Well, people seem to be having a blast. The people paying to be inside the stadiums, outside the stadiums, they were loving life and celebrating. I love it.
We knew it would come back. It just took longer than we anticipated. Doesn't mean we're all completely through the storm, especially with the mask mandates. I know that Blue Cross yesterday, I know several people who work there and very upset about that requirement that they have to get the vaccine for people who work at home. I cannot imagine the insanity. I called them cowards on Facebook on several occasions because I just don't, you know, these corporations are so fearful of creating bad PR. So they just give in.
Well, look at what they're threatened with, $14,000 per person. I mean, that's ridiculous. It is just a totally ridiculous thing. And from what my patients are telling me, that do that for a living, a federal mandate like that is against the law. It's against constitutional law. It's up to the local governments and state governments.
Absolutely. And the thing that gets me is, okay, if you're going to have that mandate, or I don't know if it's legal in the world of OSHA.
And I don't know for sure either, because that's not my field.
No. But if they could just give the option of, okay, if you're not willing to do it, then test every week. Just at least some little doorway for
plan B.
And some are. That's where people, that's why I call Blue Cross a coward. Cowardly company, because they didn't stand up and do the right thing for their people. They ended up caving in, just like so many companies do. And it is hard not to cave in sometimes, because PR can kill a business. Truly can. That's one thing. And I'm not a huge fan of Starbucks, but they know how to handle PR, because I don't know if you remember, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, when there were some racial issues about discrimination of employees to people who came in, they shut the stores down about 2 weeks later, had two or three full days of every Starbucks being closed for training of their employees. Wonderful PR responses. I don't know if it was, how it all ended so well that it was amazing. And it takes a lot of forethought to come up with a plan like that. But they handled it. They moved on. And you could do the same thing even if you created some conflict with this mask mandate. You just deal with it, and get past it. Be brave. Companies, be brave. The thing is, big companies don't have any person who's running it. It is a machine that runs, different than mine. I mean, I'm the head honcho. I make the decisions. And so that's a little bit different, I know, but still.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people, even... these are my opinions, not CHI's, not the station. Some people within our organization that don't agree with mask and vaccine mandates, but then there are a lot that agree fully. But frankly, a job like mine, mask makes sense. It really does. I've got to give it to CHI. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. On an airplane, makes sense. Mm-hmm. A lot of people hate that. Why do people have airplane rage? I don't get it. When I've been on an airplane 6 times last year, I didn't get a cold. I had a mask on. So did everybody else. I liked it. I mean, it's actually protecting other people around me and protecting me. Why not? I always used to catch a cold on every flight. You had to take the Manuka honey and stuff like that. But this time, nothing, no preparation except for mask. Only with that bad thing about a mask, you can't run through the airport because you suck the mask in your mouth. I mean, I did that and sucked the mask into my mouth. But some businesses makes great sense. Some it makes little to no sense.
Yeah, you put a, make a person who's staying at home every single day working and you're making them do this is nonsense. But, you know, we hopefully we can all learn with life and experiences. And I'm with you now. I mean, I have a person that has been in the hospital for a week, and I'm glad that everybody wears a mask in the hospital. I am not upset at all about that anymore. It's probably kind of like when they first made seatbelts happen. You know, at first, I'm sure, I don't remember so long ago, but I'm, you know, I was in an age where there wasn't seatbelts the first few years. I mean, there were, but they weren't really regulated. And, you know, at first you kind of balked at it, but didn't make so much sense. Well, it makes sense if you're around a big building that has full of sick people or an airplane that's so packed in like sardines to wear a mask, even though it's still going to gripe me to do it, but it makes total sense, and I'm willing to give in for that.
And I think that's what we'll do as a country. I don't know, as a world, but we'll find the places where it makes good sense and continue. Places where it makes no sense, like walking through a park by yourself, and stop doing that because that makes no sense. Or swimming with a mask on. I saw people swimming with mask and faceplates on during the pandemic. I'm thinking, you're in water. You're going underwater. Why? That makes no sense. But they were doing it anyway. You know, but another place, people preparing food. Now that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we'll figure out which places are logical and which are not.
And this country's pretty darn good, most of the time, about finding that middle ground once the pendulum starts swinging back into the normalcy of life. And I've always said from day one on this show and many places, the pendulum's going to swing back, and it is starting to do that. I know, and I don't know the super details. I don't know how much you looked into the, the COVID-19 special session in Tennessee this week where, you know, they've passed some regulations regarding that. I think it's, again, a step in the right direction. But they're saying vaccine mandates outlawed, restricted school mask mandates, unemployment benefits approved for being fired for refusal to get vaccinated. Hospitals must allow patients to have someone with them during care. I mean, of course. And when I was in the hospital visiting last week, I was amazed at how friendly everything seemed to be running, opposed to only 2 months ago when it was like a prison camp. And you couldn't bring anybody, and you couldn't do this. And everybody was monitoring, like hall monitors and policemen in hallways. It has lessened to a common sense level right now. They also, on this COVID-19 special session in Tennessee, thank you, Tennessee, I am blessed to be living in this state. Never in my whole life have I ever felt so fortunate to be in this part of the country that I am at this point and will be the rest of my days. But they
aren't you glad they're making the good decisions? So is DeSantis.
Yes.
Greg Abbott, a lot of the states are making logical, informed, educated decisions.
Yep. And one last thing on the COVID-19 special session in Tennessee is they did vote for monoclonal antibodies. The government will not interfere with the healthcare provider's independent professional judgment.
As it should be.
As it should be. You are the person with the experience. You're the gatekeeper. You're the ones who make decisions. Don't handcuff you with your good wisdom and common sense.
Right.
If I come to you, I want you to give me anything and everything that would be safe and effective that you feel is necessary. Don't let the freaking government try to tell you how to think and how to treat me.
That's kind of what's happening with ivermectin, or it has been in the past. You know, the government, a lot of the government hacks would say there's no evidence to support. Yeah, there is. There's a lot of evidence.
Humongous evidence, and it gets greater and greater with the more time that we're looking at it. But the problem is, of course, ivermectin, the drug that is the number one drug, I believe, that should be given to people who have COVID, along with the nutrients that we talk about, NAC, quercetin, and all the things that we know helps to prevent the lungs from going downhill. But this doctor here, I just read yesterday, Dr. Haider, H-A-I-D-E-R. My experience using ivermectin in 4,000 acute COVID-19 patients. 5 were hospitalized, 0 dead. 4,000 recovered, 5 pharmacist threats, 1 medical board complaint, 1 lawyer retained, and hundreds of medication transfers for pharmacist refusal. It says, imagine a world where doctors are threatened by medical boards and pharmacists for safely and effectively treating their patients. Yes.
Wow, felt for him. Attacked for it.
Yeah, to be attacked in your profession for doing the right thing.
Well, that's
sad.
Happened with a few pharmacists in town here.
Yeah, yes.
You know, if they don't agree, okay, go to another pharmacy. You know, that's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully they'll shop with her or show their opinions with their money. And the hopefully the pharmacists who are against, which are very few in this town, will get the message.
I always say we our most powerful vote is with our dollar, and that's why I still don't eat at Urban Stack because of their ridiculous signage and Nazi-like activity.
Are they still doing that?
No, they're not, of course. And I need to get past it. I'm just self-admitting that I'm holding a grudge.
Well, the worst was still Moxie.
And Moxie. Those two places had the most arrogant, insulting signs for during the masking that I've ever seen. I will not eat there and shop there ever.
My wife spends a lot more time on Facebook than I do. I can stand about a minute a day. She found one business that had a sign that said, "We are conservative. We are evangelical. You do not have to wear a mask in our building unless you're Nancy Pelosi because your face is so ugly covered up." It was something like that. Sorry, Nancy. I hate to say that, but it was just a post on Facebook. I'm just reporting it.
But right.
It was a funny. And people are making jokes on their doors out of it.
Yes,
I like that. It's funny.
Too. Yes, yes, yes. All right, my friend, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what I did 2 days ago, and I missed you there at the Vascular Institute conference.
Oh, yes.
I actually mentioned your name three times during my 15-minute little lecture, and I did a PowerPoint. I kind of want to go through it a little bit with you just so it can be informative. It's about an example of a client. I'll call him a client, not a patient, that had some pretty bad blood work, and in 6 weeks I had a report of before and after using nutritional therapy, and it was pretty interesting. I think even though I'm kind of an outsider and a kind of I am on the fringes of traditional medicine, I don't know how many would have thrown a tomato at me if they'd had it, but I was well received, and I really appreciate Tracy and Dr. Lazar for inviting me. It just meant the world to me. It'd be my third year speaking there. I know you've been there 3 years too. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And we love the Vascular Institute, love Dr. Lazar, love Tracy, his wife. And I was honored again to be invited to their peripheral artery disease conference. And what that meant was a lot of health professionals, physicians, and nurse practitioners and other associates attended for continuing education and also to learn. And I was there 2 days ago, and I was again honored to give a short speech The title of it was actually called A Holistic Approach to Patients' Health. And Dr. Lussard and Tracy both are very interested in expanding the toolbox of knowledge and experience with healthcare for not only others, but for themselves. And I really appreciate that. So what I did was one of my staff members helped me put together a PowerPoint that kind of explained this in 15 minutes. And I'm going to give you the little details here of a person, I call him a client, who came to me. He's been coming to me off and on for a few years. First name Sam, won't mention last names. And he's 52 years old. He has type 2 diabetes, chronic kidney disease, and a pretty good amount of obesity and overweightness. And before I get into the details, I do want to, when I talked about my history, I said there are three things that I'm really proud of at this point in my career. One is the wellness center that we've developed that has 17 practitioners, 26 employees, and has two medical physicians, has two chiropractors, has physical therapists, has, you know, nurse, midwife, all the things we have. I said, that's one. Two is my podcast called The Holistic Navigator, which is in the top 1% of health podcast globally, not in the United States. And thirdly is our radio show, Dr. Green. And I said, I'm very, very proud to be a partner with Dr. Green. And I said, we have really forged some special waters, I think, in regard to joining hands as two different kind of philosophies, but now we've modestly blended those very well. And so I was happy to brag about that.
Well,
and
thank you.
And what we've been doing this show now, what, 3.5 years?
Yeah, going on to 4.
Wow. So we get back to the this gentleman real quick. I'm just going to make this real fast.
No need to hurry. We have plenty of time.
That's right. Okay, just so you can remember, I've got the numbers here. His cholesterol was 205. His triglycerides were 120. Not terrible by any means. His HDL was only 50. You know, there's a lot of room for improvement in this. So what did we do? And then glucose was at 123, fasting glucose. You obviously know well.
So close to diabetes right
there. So close to diabetes, and his kidney function had dropped significantly all for years.
What was the GFR?
It was 57. So
low.
47, excuse me.
47.
Okay. Pretty low. That's filtration rate of the kidneys. So what we did is, and again, I make it very clear, I'm not treating medical conditions. I'm empowering people to journey into a better place so that they can become healthier. But this guy's really into nutrients. He also has three different physicians he goes to, one primary care. He goes to a kidney specialist and another person. So he's being monitored very well medically. And everything we do, we certainly say, please check with your physician to make sure. He did check, and the physician said, oh, yeah, these seem to be very healthy supplements. So what did I do? I recommended something called amla, which is also known as Indian gooseberry, one of the most amazing herbs I have ever witnessed for raising good cholesterol and lowering what we call LDL, the more injuring type of lipid. So all I did was got him on amla, more omega-3s, a multivitamin, a green drink. And I know this sounds like a lot, but this guy's, he was serious. He said, I am ready to make a change. He's 52 years old. He said, I cannot keep getting worse and worse. Then also I put him on time-release niacin, fiber, magnesium, NAC, curcumin, and berberine. Berberine is kind of like a metformin substitute. All right. So you remember that his cholesterol was 205. His HDL was 50. LDL was 131. Okay. 6 weeks later, cholesterol went to 159. Wow, that's pretty dang impressive for only six
that's
weeks.
Like starting a statin.
It is. Triglycerides went down to 84. Wow. And the great thing is, because of amla, many times when cholesterol goes down, if people have had personal experience, sometimes the good cholesterol actually drops too. What happened to his good cholesterol? It went up to 54 instead of 50. So he dropped 40 points on cholesterol, but went up 4 points on HDL, and his LDL went down to 88. 88. Can you imagine from 131 in six freaking weeks doing, and he didn't change his diet. He eats a modestly healthy diet. He does eat low carb. not like me, but he very cautious about his carbohydrate intake, not really good about vegetables and more healthy foods, but he does do less carbs than some people.
How about exercise?
No, he's just modestly active as of normal life. He does not work out, but he is active as far as being just a busy person. So I was very pleased, and I ran that, of course, on the PowerPoint at the Vascular Institute, and pretty much I think made some inroads perhaps in the fact that, one, I made a huge statement that, you know, there's a myth out there that, you know, we're unregulated as an industry. No, we're not regulated like drugs are, but I've been in this business 42 years. We have had dozens of products removed because of contaminants. It happens quickly, very efficiently. It is a pretty good system that we have for that, so people can just quit saying that it's unregulated. It's simply not. It can't be regulated like drugs, but it is regulated. So I was very pleased. And you know what?
So how was it received?
It was actually received very well. I actually got some applause. And Dr. Bailey was on the board with me up there. We answered questions after that and had some very good questions. What I found also interesting, just to change the subject, Dr. Terry Melvin, who's been on our show, I think, twice, you know her, great general practitioner, wonderful, wonderfully open-minded, and personally walks the walk and talks the walk. She works out very hard with, you know who, Matt mm-hmm. Davis and Julie, and just in incredible shape. And she gave a lecture that I learned something that I just was blown away by. She said, and of course, the conference is about peripheral artery disease, and Dr. Lazar has talked a lot about that on our show, which is the lack of blood flow, and usually in the leg areas, that creates some real significant health issues, sometimes death, sometimes amputations, and certainly less quality of life. She says every 100% of all her patients she meets and examines, first thing she does, take off your shoes and socks. She wants to look at the legs from the knees down. She said the and she said it's not a pleasant job to look at older people's feet, but she said the correlation between shiny skin, the lack of hair on the lower extremities, the how are the toenails, are they yellow, are they thick, all of these things are put together in her mind to know that this person needs further help to be healthier because it's lack of blood flow that's probably causing it. This is a observation with no medical testing. She said it's 95% accurate every time when she looks at people's feet, and she also sees it when it improves. She can see it in the level of the feet. Never have I thought of that before. Do you ever look at people's feet?
Yeah, and I always say only baby feet are cute.
That's right. I'm not a foot person.
It is true. I could not be a podiatrist. Could you?
No. That would
I don't want to be a podiatrist or a proctologist. That's the two right there.
That's right.
Yeah, but no, we examine feet all the time, so especially diabetics.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's right in what she said. It's an interesting viewpoint.
Certainly is. So, again.
And also, I'm reminded, if you have peripheral arterial disease, you probably have heart disease, too. You need to have it checked out.
Exactly. And with men, as you know, erectile dysfunction can be a significant sign of lessening blood flow. So don't just think it's stress or it's just, you know, I'm getting older. Sometimes it's a real sign.
And for people, CHI will do a CT calcium score. I think it's for $99 cash pay, which is a pretty good deal.
Really?
If I've got that wrong, sorry about the price, but that's the last time I checked. So a CT calcium score, if it's 100 or more, indicates coronary disease. Mm-hmm. Great test to get.
It is.
And it's relatively inexpensive.
I recommend it constantly. In fact, one of my employees, Sydney, been with me for 15, 20 years, and she's a little bit older than I am. She doesn't really go and get checked out and things. I recommended that test to her, and she brought it to me this week, and was very happy with the results. But it is very important. One is, it's a safe test. It's non-invasive. It's not very expensive. It's very quick. I highly, highly recommend that people get a calcium score.
Yeah, I think the price, if you do the lung scan with the heart scan, is like $150. We had Dr. Hedrick on the show that time.
That's right.
But it was very inexpensive. I was surprised.
Now,
I think 495 lung, if somebody wants that, they can find the coach and just go to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mobile coach. It was all over town.
It's in that big bus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they've got them at the hospital, but also on the mobile coach.
I wish that I could schedule something, say, three times a year for Nutrition World's parking lot to have them, because it is a test that I so endorse.
Well, I'm pretty sure they'll do it for you.
Okay, let's perhaps work on that down the road a little bit. There was an interesting article by a friend of mine, Dr. Wolfson. He's a cardiologist.
Wolfson?
Wolfson, W-O-L-F-S-O-N. He lives in Arizona. He certainly is, he's certainly not the traditional cardiologist. He's a big believer in low carb and supplements and this and that. But it was an interesting article he posted about chiropractic care, and that he uses chiropractic care for partial solutions for heart palpitations, including AFib. He is married to a chiropractor, his wife, but he has some pretty good substantiation.
So he's mildly
evidence.
Biased.
Oh, yeah, yes, he is. Yes, he has to be. But I love the fact that...
I'm always fascinated by that part of chiropractic.
I know.
I don't understand it.
I don't think we ever will be able to analyze it to the point of like we would a medicine or a disease or a certain other treatment. I do go weekly, and I'm a huge fan of it.
For musculoskeletal conditions, it makes sense, though.
It does. But then we're talking more of nervous, parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system. I think it balances that, because I'm telling you, people, the vagus nerve, which is really controls a humongous amount of our systems, is something that a chiropractor can manage somewhat. It is not... it's very deep in the body, and it takes some special people to do it sometimes. But I'm a huge fan of balancing it. Since I've been going once a week, I think I'll probably continue that the rest of my life.
I was just thinking about it. You know, if you think logically, if you go to chiropractic, and we're all in pain to some degree, right? Mm-hmm. Little bits of pain, a lot of pain, back, neck, whatever. When you're in pain, blood pressure is higher, cortisol is higher, adrenaline's higher, you know, all these bad consequences to that. So chiropractic could help your heart from that standpoint.
Absolutely. And it does it kind of from an electrical system of balancing something that's out of whack. And
it just fascinates me, because it's so different than what I do.
It is. And the thing is, you know, it's easy to find evidence that it's quackery. It's also pretty easy to find evidence that it's very valid. So you can choose your team. And those who've already chosen it as quackery, that's not going to change. I can just tell you, I do believe in having a good chiropractor. In fact, I said yesterday or day before that at the Vascular Institute, the number one recommendation I have for people as they age is to create a team. I said, Dr. Green, I love him to death, but Dr. Green's not a personal trainer. He's also not a person who can spend 45 minutes talking about your diet. You have a great person like him, but then you add other people who can assist you in aging gracefully. A chiropractor is one of those in my team. It just simply is.
Well, just in our office, it's a team.
Yes, yes.
I certainly can't run that place by myself.
No.
I wouldn't want to.
That's right. Talking about sleep real quick, again, I probably wear people out on my Oura ring, O-U-R-A.
They need to pay you royalties.
They should. And this, I make nothing on it. We don't have any affiliate program. But I'm getting me a new one. They just came out with a new model, and I'm the...
What are you doing with the old one?
I don't know what I do. I guess, I mean, I'm keeping it. I'm not trading it in. But the thing is, the new one has 7 temperature sensors on it that they say will predict. If you watch it, you can tell when you're getting sick before you ever get sick, because that temperature is going to change hours and many hours sometimes before you start feeling ill. And this new technology is about 96% as accurate as medical testing in your hospital. And I have used it to such an advantage to help manage my sleep. It has been the number one life-changing thing I have done.
Don't you love technology like that? I had a former nurse of mine send me a picture of her eardrum.
Mm-hmm.
There's an app for that, Ed.
Oh, I know.
And it was a beautiful picture. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it.
I have it on my
phone. How do you get your phone down your ear?
Well,
you know, it's just the craziest app.
Well, I have the machine, the apparatus, and I actually I've done 2 people in the past month, and I videoed it and I sent them the video so they could send it to their whoever they wanted to see if they had an ear infection. I could tell they didn't have one, but I still sent it to them.
That app, because I have an otoscope, but I didn't know they made that on the phone.
Yeah, my otoscope goes into my phone. I record it, and dang clear. I was shocked.
Yeah.
It isn't as easy to use as your otoscope, because the field of vision is clarity is not the same, and I can't move it in and out as easy, but it still is amazing. And this thing cost me about $35 to $40. So I was just I'm blown away by the technology. I
How
love technology. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I've got a lot more notes to cover as far as our life and nutrition and health. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. Of course, we can't get through any of our shows without some COVID information. And I want to say, one, because I always tend to be aggressive about keeping up with numbers, and I did post this on the Vital Health Radio Facebook about the COVID-19 special session. I posted that, but also the latest numbers on vaccines side effects. There's 18,078 deaths. Now, these are, we know, are underreported. There's no doubt. So we really don't know how many, but we do know reported-wise, there's over 18,000. Hospitalizations are 88,910. Miscarriages are 2,786. That's on Facebook on Vital Health. I was, as I mentioned again, at Erlanger for several days, not in for myself, there with a person. And the nurses said there's only one COVID case at Erlanger. One.
Yeah.
New
cases are down, overall numbers are down, hospitalizations are down.
Yep.
Why are they not seeing that on the news?
That's right. Why are they not giving some positive feedback?
Well, some do. Fox News is doing that.
Yeah, but the agenda is still to promoting fear and the selling of a vaccine. And the thing is, again, I'm not opposed to the vaccine fully by any means. I think if people have two risk factors or more and they're not willing to change it, get the vaccine. But here's the big deal, and I know Dr. Melvin is very seemingly outspoken about it. I hope I'm not stepping on ground I shouldn't be on. But she is what I call very logical, as you, a thinker, not a follower. So what does that mean? That means that a few of her patients who have actually had COVID, but yet they have to get a shot or they think they need a vaccine, she tests them first to see where their spike proteins are. Because if your immune system is already overly reactive to having the infection, then you give the shot, you could put that person at severe risk. That's common sense medicine. It's wisdom. And that's not even plugged into the agenda of the system. They just say, get the shot. And all the billboards, oh, this vaccine is totally safe.
But she probably bases that on the Mount Sinai study.
Yes. But she's acting on it. And that's, I love the gutsiness of
that. She probably does what I do behind closed doors. They want to know what's the official, what's the federal recommendation, what's the local recommendation. What are your thoughts? Lastly, we want to know what do you think? What did you do for yourself, yes. Dr. Green? What do you do for your family? What do you think about it? They want the opinions. They really do. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that so many of the Fox News people are saying, go talk to your doctor. Go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where you need to get your news from, your provider.
There you go. Now, again, finding the provider who has the wisdom, to me, is as important as knowledge. You have wisdom. Dr. Melvin has wisdom.
Some have drunk the Kool-Aid.
Right.
And they just regurgitate the Kool-Aid.
Exactly. And those are the ones you have to steer away from, in my opinion. Again, that's your team. You don't want, if you're playing football and you're going to try to go to the Super Bowl, you've got to have the right team. And
well, some people want that Kool-Aid, Ed.
Absolutely they do.
And they believe it. They've already swallowed mm-hmm. Everything hook, line, and sinker, yep. And that's all they want to hear.
And they won't put up with any other
opinions. If that's what they want, go get it.
I respect that. I respect each individual's
yes.
Need for whatever information they choose. Just don't force me to try to believe what you believe, because I don't force you. I just give facts.
Well, you're sharing the risk and the benefit. It's still, the benefit is it markedly lowers your risk of death or hospitalization.
It does. Mm-hmm.
And that's been proven.
Yep.
And that's a very good outcome. And you're showing the potential risk from the vaccine. So I mm-hmm. still say when Fauci gets on there and says there are no long-term risks, how do you know that? I don't know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, much less 5 years from now. I don't know what my health will be 5 years from now.
Yep.
I hope it's good, but I don't know if the vaccine will have done something to me. We don't know yet.
Exactly right, and it is somewhat of a gamble. And for this country to be giving, approving vaccines for the children, you know how many children have died in this country from COVID? 300 out of, I don't even know how many.
And it's 300 too many.
It's 300 too many. But how many of those children are going to have health issues because of being massively vaccinated? This is not a vaccine like measles, mumps, rubella, and all the other ones. This is different, people, and it's not been a long-term study. And we're using our children as guinea pigs?
You know, even ABC News, either last week or the week before, brought up several studies that show that the vast majority of children that get COVID have mild symptoms.
99.9% yeah. do.
It's near 100%. So, but they reported that correctly.
Yes. And so why are we going to take a risk when the risk is so low? And I will almost guarantee you those 300, probably half of those had such comorbidities and other health issues was the reason it happened.
But yet Drs. Fauci and Walensky are just pushing that agenda so much.
So much. And there's no black and white with health decisions. There's always a blending of everything. And for these freaking billboards around town to say, oh, it's, give the impression it's 100% safe. You, just like you said, no one can know that at this stage. Heck, it took us years and years to, I mean, there's 8,000 drugs that's been removed from the market. Guess what? All 8,000 of those drugs were approved as being safe when they were put on the market. Only time told that they were not safe. 8,000 drugs.
How long did it take us as a medical community to figure out thimerosal? How long did it take us to know that Guillain-Barré can be a result of the flu shot?
Yes.
How long? Years.
Years, years. And that correlation, connecting dots, is not the easiest thing in the country like we have. I did look at Australia and South Korea, and they have extremely low numbers.
Well, poor Australians right now are under national lockdown.
That's right. That's one. And I
curfew, lockdown. I mean, they can't go anywhere.
No, what a socialist. That looking at them makes me cringe as to potential of what could happen to us if we don't stand up.
Yeah, they come out of their house at the wrong time of night. They get shot, or that's the word.
That's the word. Yes, yes. I did a Holistic Navigator podcast with Dr. Becker. She's a vet. I didn't mention it last time, and she's classified as the most followed veterinarian in the world.
Oh, she's the one like the pet whisperer?
No, she's not the pet
whisperer. That's not that one?
No.
Okay.
Sarah's the pet whisperer, the other lady in Cleveland
okay.
I go to.
All right.
And Dr. Becker had just wrote a book called The Forever Dog. And again, I may have repeated this a week or two ago. COVID has so many blessings to it, one of which was Dr. Becker said when she got locked down, she had 8 months to her where she wasn't working. She said, hey, it's time to write the book.
Well, she did that, and Sting wrote a new album.
Oh, did he? Did he
yeah.
hear that? I love it when people take advantage of struggles and difficult times and produce something positive. Dr. Becker wrote a book, and she wrote, it was a book, she obviously worked very hard. Initially, it was 800 pages in this book. No one's going to read 800 pages. And it's all about health,
I wouldn't
nutrition.
Want to even lift the book.
No. And it's about, how do you create a super healthy dog that's going to live to the maximum of their lifespan? And when she told me, well, that she reduced the book to 400.
So she can Write a second book then.
So, yes. And so we have that book at Nutrition World called The Forever Dog. But listen to her podcast on The Holistic Navigator. If you have pets that you really, really, really want to take care of for the long haul. She gave me some statistics, which I don't recall, about the dismal nature of pet health. And one of those is because veterinarians are very, very locked in a box. Their toolbox is very strongly influenced by their training, and they don't seem to want to step out of it. Many people like you, Dr. Green, are willing to know, okay, I learned all this in school, but you know, I really have a license to learn once I graduated, which is what you did. And you're a seeker too, and you're willing to look at the big picture, risk, benefit, oh yes, no, all that. You just don't take it as like the Bible, like you, your training in school, that it's only this way. No, no, no. And that's the way she is, Dr. Becker. I love it. So The Forever Dog, I encourage people to, and you know what we're going to do? If you'd asked me, I never would have dreamed Nutrition would ever, ever evolve into this. Horses, which I have no clue about horses. I never really experienced but riding them a few times, but I know the love that people have for their horses. You cannot purchase a healthy food for horses. We are going to start stocking horse feed at Nutrition World that is all clean.
Well, here's a question for you. Have you ever thought about adding a veterinarian?
It is difficult to find these open-minded veterinarians.
I'm saying to the wellness corner.
The Chai downtown, she's very well skilled in it. Colleen Smith, I really like her. But it's just difficult because they really have to fight the agenda in their own industry. They are ridiculed when they step outside that
really?
Box.
I have an uncle who's a vet. Yeah. Never told you that.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. So listen to my The Holistic Navigator with Dr. Becker. And also the one before that has had a lot of play. It's called How to Have the Perfect Poop. And many people, this is kind of graphic. She said, if you have to wipe more than once, you don't have the perfect poop. I found that interesting.
I want to see you one day as you expand Nutrition World and have a whole animal center.
Oh, I would too, especially my expert.
Replace PetSmart and places like that with something a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Well, Stacy, my guru of pets at Nutrition World, is working toward that. Her whole life is built around exactly that philosophy. Because when I go into the pet stores, the big box ones, I am very disappointed in the quality of products. And the nutritional products are well labeled and they sell, but they are not of the level that people think they are. They just are on the they're on the very basic quality level. They are not exceptional in any way.
And so many of the animals for sale, to me, look unhappy.
Yes, they do. Yes.
You know, the mammals, anyway, you can tell. You can look in their eyes. But
yeah.
Now, fish and reptiles, no.
One quick thing before we get off of this is there's a product called NAD. It's nicotinamide riboside. If there's ever an elixir of life extension product, it is NAD. And I posted on Facebook on Vital Health Radio, Dr. Rhonda Patrick. She goes through the biochemistry of NAD. And I'm putting a lot of hope in NAD for myself as an anti-aging supplement. What it does is protect the mitochondrial function. Mitochondria function is why we age. It's why we get old. When you're 90 years old, you have about 2% of the mitochondrial function you had when you were 15. That's what produces energy. It's what takes your foods and converts it to fuel for all of your body to operate. And when NAD drops, everything starts suffering. Well, I am doing about 900 milligrams a day, which is fairly substantial levels of NAD. When somebody asks, well, is it working? Probably 20 years ago, I kind of just stumbled upon thinking of this. I said to someone, if I had a pill that could make you one day younger every day you took it, how long would it be before you felt the pill? Well, it wouldn't be the first month. And that's making you one day younger. So my goal is to slow down aging. We can't turn the clock back. But NAD is something, if you're really interested in anti-aging elixirs and nutrition, NAD is something that we need to add to the mix. It has very good research on it, and it may really make a difference in how we age. So NAD, my friend, NAD.
Yes, I'm making my notes now.
I see that. I love this man. Real quickly, this is really off the deeper end. I knew this was happening, but I didn't know facts and figures. From 1973 to 2011, we have a 59.3% drop in sperm counts in this country. Over 50% less sperm counts in men since 1973. Why is that? They really believe it has to do with phthalates, which are plastics. The bottled waters, the saran wraps, the heating in microwaves, all the way down to your shaving cream, your toothpaste. I encourage people strongly to clean up their bathroom and kitchen by going to a store, whether it be Nutrition World, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, wherever, that really focuses on clean products that do not have artificial ingredients that are producing these significant changes. And I don't know about you, Dr. Ian, this is all new to me. There was a word called anogenital distance, and it's a very documented measurement between the anus to the base of the penis of a person. And what it does is it can, these chemicals are starting to reduce that distance between those two body parts. And when it happens, there's more impotence, there is more health issues, but big time, it completely linked to the poor quality of sperm counts. So measuring children of that particular part of the body can be indicative of why this is happening, or at least measuring the thing that's happening. And we didn't used to have this. The distance between those two body parts used to be substantial. They now have been decreasing with years, and more years go by, the closer that gets. The closer that gets, the less testosterone they're going to have and the lower sperm count. So we're in a sinking ship unless you clean up your life, people. Just clean it up, and it's not that hard, and it's not that expensive. Guess what? It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having some words of wisdom. So that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, with my partner Dr. Green, and I want a couple more notes here. I really wanted to get in, so we're just going to kind of move through this. Always there's blessings in every occurrence of life, whether we think it's despair or awful things. There's always something positive that you can blend into your life experience. Well, COVID has taught me so much about some nutrients again, therapies, health, because we've been able to focus and dig in deeper than we ever would have before. And NAC, we talk about it constantly. NAC is a natural product. It's used, and you've spoke about this before, Dr. Green. It's used in emergency room for Tylenol poisoning. It's also used to thin mucus. It helps people in the COVID arena because it prevents the cytokine storm from flooding the lungs with fluid that's causing a lot of grief in regard to that. But we've learned some other things, one of which is, was very interesting study that was very respectable. NAC at 2,400 milligrams a day reduced the usage of people who smoke cigarettes by 25%. It really helped people to quit smoking. I don't know why. It was just an interesting study. And the second one, and I'm not sure I know how to pronounce this, Dr. Green. It is the disorder of hair pulling, trichotillomania. It is a disorder, and I know I've known a few people, usually they're younger, maybe high school, junior high, that have this disorder where they are pulling their hair and sometimes eating it. And
I have to say, that's not something I've seen.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah, I know two people's names that happened to be in my daughter's school, actually. That's where I actually learned about it. And it was very difficult. It's not like you can tell them to stop doing it. It is kind of like telling a Tourette's person to stop, you know, doing the stuff they do. You can't. But that when they gave 2,400 milligrams of NAC, there was a 45% reduction in this hair pulling and hair eating. So it is just an amazing nutrient. Now, of course, you know, Amazon pulled it, Whole Foods pulled it. It's now back on the market. They pulled it because they feared it was going to be prescription only. Again, hopefully that does not happen. Nutrition World has a good stock of it. I would recommend you to stock up on it. I do classify it as a anti-aging kind of nutrient. I'm doing one pill twice a day. I do make a big statement that I believe we should all take off at least one day a week from supplements. That one saves you money. Two is I think that it allows the supplements to work better on the days that you do it. The thing I've learned about so many activities in the body is if we do the same thing every single day, we get diminishing returns. And like shocking the body is a good thing, not a bad thing. I went to Lucidity two nights ago. Dr. Green did another float tank. Meant to go to do cryo the previous 2 days, but I was too busy, so I couldn't. But I did sit in a sauna this week for excessive amount of time so I could detox and get rid of whatever, all the things that I probably have within me. And I encourage people to do that. So not the same thing every day. It is really not healthy. I tell people, in fact,
with exercise too.
We have to keep shocking the body. And when I was at the Vascular Institute talking to the 100 plus people, again, thank you, Dr. Lassard. Thank you, Tracy, for inviting me. I said that people who are living on a keto diet, who do it 7 days a week, will quit getting results. They have to stop doing that, and they need to cycle it.
Well, it's also kind of fun to get off of your diet or exercise one day a week at least.
And it makes it, it can create a much better plan for lifelong adherence to it, because if you do something 7 days a week, you're finally going to burn
and there out. Was, do you remember this, the carbohydrate addicts diet? Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
They encouraged one day a week off.
Did they?
It was a very smart plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, an alternative physician Dr. Charles Adams, he's always talked about this pulsing and this cycling. He did that 20 years ago. I was always like, that sounds crazy early on, but it really makes good sense on everything. Everything it gets, except the only thing I figure that it doesn't apply to is sleep. I don't think that we should go through, I'm going to sleep 8 hours a night for 5 days, and I'm only going to sleep 4 hours tonight, or I'm going to sleep 12 hours. I don't think sleep applies to that.
Well, exercise makes sense. Your body has to heal. You know, I check my CPK one time the day after a gym. Almost 4,000.
Wow.
Do you ever check?
And that's what, a muscle enzyme that's mm-hmm. damaged if you had a heart attack or if you had too much workouts?
Well, there's different types of CPK, but that was purely the muscle. That's how I felt too.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and what makes workouts work is that you're tearing something down and then allowing it to rebuild. And when you rebuild stronger than you were before. And that is applies to so much of our whole life and physiologies. So I encourage people to not stay in their super, super strict routines.
Yeah, get some variety. It's more fun, too.
And it's more fun. And it allows you mentally to not burn out. You know, again, I do 50 to 60 carbs Monday through Friday. I do 150 to sometimes 200 on Saturday and Sunday. Feel better with it. It makes the other week work. That's why I continue to have fairly low body fat and feel pretty darn good on the low-carb diet. And I don't miss the carbs. In fact, Dr. Green, I sometimes have to force the carbs on Sunday. It's just not part of my program anymore. I've been doing it so long that my body really likes the other plan. You know what? That was the freaking fastest show I think I've done with you in a long time. It has already flown by, and that is going to do it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you so much for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.